It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Oh my God, I cannot believe how nuts our grocery store is. So, we have, I guess it's a Hy-Vee. I'm not really name dropping or pitching directly about them or anything, because they've been doing a fantastic job overall, best they can. But it's more of, when you order online, you pick a time, like a 1 hour time slot. You say, I'm gonna pick up my groceries between this time and this time. And we've had it before where, you know, it takes a little time. It's not ready at exactly on the hour. Sometimes it's a half hour later, whatever. Hour and 15-ish minutes, we finally got the email receipt. And that's usually the first step. It takes a little bit longer for the app to update and how it works back in. Who knows? Takes a few more minutes before the app updates, and then we can say, yep, we're on our way. When you hit your, I don't know exactly what happens when you hit I'm on my way, but I'm assuming what they do is they pull all the stuff out of the refrigerated section and then get it ready for you so they can deliver it. By assumption, I don't know. So we hit that button, about 15-minute drive. 10 to 15, depending upon traffic, I guess. So we head there. I found a spot. It was completely full when I first pulled in, but someone backed out, so I swung around, parked there. Excuse me. And then I hit the button saying, I'm here. Okay. I think I had 6 or 7 people ask, are you so-and-so? Are you so-and-so? Are you so-and-so? I said, nope, I'm waiting for... I gave my wife's name because it's her name on the account. Nope, I'm waiting for... Nope, I'm waiting for... Yeah, they were hugely busy. Now, thankfully, and I guess they wouldn't really have to at this... From my perspective, they wouldn't really have to at this particular point. But the young lady that brought the groceries out, another topic in just a second, she said, sorry, we've been get backed up for a while. Thank you for waiting. You know, very polite, very nice. I highly appreciate it. Second part is where my brain was going. As I said, this young lady was helping me is I am not a person, no matter what it is, I am not the kind of person that will sit and watch someone else work. I hate that because it just drives me nuts. A really, really good trait. I sat in my butt in the car and I didn't move. Mostly because, you know, social distancing, minimize human interaction, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. It eats me up every time I see someone else working. You know, obviously, I'm paying them. They don't really care. But even if it's me handing a tool to someone, it feels like I'm doing something. So, I guess I had something good instilled in me at some point here. So, adventures of grocery shopping, I guess, if you want to call it grocery shopping at that particular point. The other thing that's been kind of crazy, and this is what, week 3-ish of this whole social distancing, hey, we probably should stay home. I want to say it was 3 weeks today, I think. Days are all... Maybe it's 2 weeks. I don't remember. Anyway, the grocery store still, or at least this one, has not fully recovered from getting stuff on the shelf, we still couldn't find the maple syrup that we use. If you'd call it maple syrup. No, it's not called maple syrup. It's called syrup. I think that's all they call it now. Because it doesn't taste like maple. Or it doesn't have maple in it, I guess. But anyway, the brand that we always get, because it doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup in it. And we do that primarily because health reasons, I guess. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, that's the one item that we haven't been able to get the name of. The brand that we usually get is of. So I think my wife threw a different brand in the cart for the next order. It has been quite often in the past, before all hell broke loose, we have been able to order either, you know, if we order it Saturday morning, we usually can get it Saturday evening sometime. Maybe depending upon how busy they are, it might be in the Sunday. Oh, God. But, normally it's, you know, like I said, same day or the next day. This was 3 days. I think the last time was like 6. So it is getting better there. But I think what they're probably doing is they're diverting, at least I hope that's what they're doing, either hiring more people to help, or they are diverting some of the people who normally would be doing checkout and stuff like that, and redirecting me to their, what they call aisles online, I think they call it. But you know what? This is yet another technological reason why many stores are to the point that they can survive stuff like this. Even if the governor would say, nobody can go shopping in the grocery store anymore, you can still shop online. And I think that...
Oh, man, I'm so young.
So, you know, you instantly can divert all your cashiers right into shopping online, or heck, take phone calls for people who, you know, may not be able to do that online. And they can still keep open. They can still keep food moving. And then, I mean, that's, you know, if you want to call them a superhero, you know, that is something that's there. What is the song that Hy-Vee is using right now? I forget. It's like something, some sort of hero song, and then they kind of show their staff, their trucks, or truck drivers, and then they show nurses and police officers and firefighters, and then they kind of flip back and forth between the two. Like, okay, I will give you a little bit of wiggle room here. That is a little bit of a stretch. But, you know, in a way, though, they are very important. All these people who work in the grocery industry, especially, at this point, they are, in a way, some sort of a hero, because they are ensuring people can eat and so on. People can eat, you know, have their toiletries, have their cleaning supplies, whatever. So, yeah, I think this is, so this is that, I didn't mean to turn this into a bitch session, because I really am, appreciative of what they are doing, and, you know, ensuring that we can continue to get our food. But it's more of a observation, I guess, is where I'm going with this. And just a kind of a point of interest of just how the shift of, you know, everyone went to the grocery store and everyone bought their groceries, to now they are so busy with their aisles online stuff that they are having a hard time keeping up. They are keeping money flowing, and I assume they are continuing to pay their staff. That is awesome. In fact, I heard they've got like a 10% increase or something. I can't remember what the pay raise was, but they got a decent pay raise. couple weeks ago, I think. You know, these weeks are blending together so much now, it's hard to keep track of what's what anymore. So, yeah, I'm going to wrap it up here. By the way, this is the Mike Wills Podcast. This is what I'm going to call the bonus episode for the April 7th, 2020. I just found an interesting observation. I also think I've heard one of the longest conversations ever on our local repeater. As conversations go, they shift between multiple subjects, including online shopping for groceries. I think at one point there was even, was there four people at one point talking, kind of in roundtable fashion? I can't remember. For sure three. So that was a fascinating listen to while I was driving to the grocery store, plus while I was doing some of my neck stretches and so on. So, well, I am going to call it here for the night. And as always, I really appreciate you listening. My website, I don't mention it enough probably, is mikewills.me. And you can find all my contact information there if you want. Primarily, the one would be Twitter. Probably would be, it's Mike Wills on Twitter, on Facebook. Those are the two big major ones anyway. So thank you, everybody, for listening to even a bonus episode along the way. And I'll see you next time.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.